London Mayor Khan, with Trump in power, only Europe can provide security for Britain. By Kurt Zindelka on March 25, 2026. London's far-left Mayor Sadiq Khan has complained that Britain is not safe with President Donald Trump in the White House and therefore the UK should seek to rejoin the European Union for protection. In his latest argument rolled out for his long-standing goal of reversing Brexit, London Mayor Sadiq Khan cited the conflict between the United States, Israel, and the Islamist nation of Iran as justification for rejoining the EU. In an interview this week with Rome's La Repubblica newspaper, Khan argued that Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer should make rejoining the bloc a central campaign promise for the next general election, saying, "Labour must promise to return to the EU, no ifs, ands, or buts. Otherwise, we'll be crushed." "The destiny of the United Kingdom and London lies in the European Union," he declared. "It is an inevitable and increasingly necessary destiny. In an incredibly unstable world and with Donald Trump in power in America, Europe is our only security. We're not part of any large bloc. We risk being crushed. How can we survive alone, while Trump imposes tariffs on everyone, friend and foe, and wages war against Iran with Israel, triggering a global energy crisis? We can't trust the United States. Furthermore, Putin is tormenting Ukraine, and who knows what other country he'll attack," Khan continued. "In the EU, however, we would have more growth, more investment, and higher productivity. After all, Europeans remain our best partners, including our trade partners, and we British would also feel safer in this incredibly unstable global moment. And I'm still heartbroken about Brexit." For over a decade, Khan has sought to use President Trump as a foil and a means to elevate himself on the international stage. As Breitbart London previously reported, the long-standing feud between the two began in 2015 when Khan publicly criticized then-presidential candidate Trump for calling for a shutdown of Muslim immigration following the San Bernardino terrorist attack. Khan branded Trump as divisive and said that he hopes he lost badly against Hillary Clinton. Khan later called for President Trump to be refused a state visit to Britain for using xenophobia, racism, and otherness as an electoral tactic. In turn, President Trump branded Khan a stone-cold loser for failing to tackle knife crime and terrorism in London. Khan's use of security to justify his call to rejoin the EU is somewhat questionable, given that the United Kingdom is already in a defense alliance with the major European powers through NATO and that the EU provides no defense assurances like Article 5 of the NATO Treaty. It is also doubtful that attempting to rejoin the bloc without even a second referendum would be politically tenable for Prime Minister Starmer, who was elected in part on the basis of his vow to respect the outcome of the 2016 vote. Remarkably, Khan attempted to claim that overturning the largest ever democratic exercise in UK history would make the UK more united again. Should Labour adopt Khan's proposed strategy, it would likely serve as a boon to Brexit leader Nigel Farage, whose Reform UK party, a rebrand of the Brexit Party, has held a commanding lead in the polls for over a year. Regardless, it appears that Downing Street has little appetite for Khan's scheme, with the Prime Minister's official spokesman saying last week that reversing Brexit is one of the government's red lines. Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xzindelka@breitbart.com.